Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you. Please bear with me as I'm fighting something off. And if this didn't come this morning, this word of the Lord, I would be resting right now. So please bear with me and pray for me. I love Dr. Bartlett, who's been checking on me. Let's open up in prayer, and then I'll talk about a couple things before we get into this word. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you. We praise you that you are God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth in the form of a man. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood. Father, after he rose again in 3 days, he ascended back into heaven, took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he is our advocate, and he rules and reigns victoriously forevermore, Father. Father, we invite your presence and the presence of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, in to fill this place, to fill this broadcast, Father God. Father, we ask you send your holy angels of all rankings and divisions in the name of Jesus Christ to surround and protect the skies and the land and this property, Father God, and this broadcast as we go forth. Lead and guide me, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you dismantle the works of darkness and iniquity, every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, interference, harm, sickness, strategy of the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, and weak, reeling vessels. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, let those plans falter and be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, bound, and cast back to the dry places, pits, and designated areas which God has so designated to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are merely the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Without your breath of life in us, Lord, we don't have life, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise today in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters. Baruch Hashem, praise be to God for another week. Before I get into this word, a couple things. We were at Reawaken America, and then we went to Timothy Dixon's church, and it was a powerful few days. I have to tell you, people got delivered, set free, healed. It was amazing. However, I had given it all I had, so I came home not feeling well that night. And praise God, I'm being treated for it. And just pray for me that this goes quickly. Because the last time I was under the weather was a few weeks ago or a month ago when we had come home from traveling. And that's the last time I was kind of under the weather and I was okay. And it seems sometimes that, you know, ministering for hours combined with airplanes sometimes are not the best combination. So just pray for my body. I'm on the tail end of it already. I'm just telling you because I may talk a little slower, which some of you will love because I know I'm a fast talker, or I may sound a little nasally, but I am on the tail end of it. So continue to pray for me, please. This is going very fast. As fast as it came, it is beginning to go. Praise the Lord. Also, something incredible happened at the event at Reawaken America. Barbara had said to me before I went, she goes, Amanda, the Lord is going to show you great favor at this particular event, and he is going to be your defense. And I said, okay, praise God. I receive it in Jesus' name. Well, Clay is getting the footage so we can put it up, and we will put it up on the platform so you can see it. But Don A. Clement, who the second day I went on with, was instructed by the Lord to take her father's mantles, two of her father's mantles that he wore, I'm actually wearing it tonight, and here it is, and put it on me and Chris. So the Lord instructed her to do this. And she took the purple one, because the Lord told her to take purple for me, because purple is for royalty, and it's part of the royal priesthood. So she was instructed to do something very specific, and then she decided to do it on stage, which I did not know about ahead of time till about 10 minutes prior or so, a half hour maybe, of us going on stage. So Clay is getting the footage for us so we can put it up for all of you. But on stage, Chris didn't know, too, that the Lord had instructed her to put one on him. She put one on me, and she put one on Chris. And I'm not the biggest crier, but both Chris and I were crying. Praise God. It was humbling, incredibly. I can't even begin to talk about how humbling that is, and I'm still trying to process it. At Timothy Dixon's church. Now, I don't have it with me, but I'll have it with me next broadcast. At the end of the next, I spoke, and then Timothy Dixon spoke the night after. And at the end of that night, he comes up to me in the room that we're in, and he puts a cape around me. And he says, "This is the mantle of Elijah, and the Lord has instructed me to place it on you." And I went, "Oh my goodness, like, what is going on here?" Like, that's what, you know what I mean? That's what's going through my head. Because first, Donna mantles us, right, with her father's mantles. And she said also she doesn't do it often. So this was something the Lord specifically instructed her to do. And then Timothy Dixon puts this cape around me and says, "This is the mantle of Elijah. It was given to me, and the Lord has instructed me to place it on you." So I was shocked and still trying to process the whole thing and pray about it. But we will get the footage for you. I have the picture of me and Timothy after he did that. But Clay, of course, because, you know, he tapes the whole event, he's got the footage, and we will be placing it on the platforms for you to see. So all glory be to God. I don't take this lightly by any means, and I'm still processing it. So you will see me wearing this, especially from now on, and it's very special. And I thank Donna again for being obedient to the Lord, because that is some serious stuff. And I love her, and we are friends, and we are connected, and the Lord kind of brought that all together. So praise God, praise be to God. Okay, so I know some of you saw it, so I just wanted to address it, but we will post the footage of it just so you can see it. Okay, the rest of you who haven't seen it can see it. So it's kind of funny, in God's sense of humor, that of all days, he would give me a word. It would be today when I'm trying to get over this. But sometimes the enemy tries and the Lord goes, "Nope." And he gives a word and it pushes through. And he sends his word and heals you. The Lord started talking to me. This is funny. I have to tell you what happened. The Lord started talking to me in the kitchen this morning. God always doesn't do things the same. You know what I mean? When he speaks to us, meaning the Spirit of the Lord could hit us anywhere and start speaking to us. When you're in tune to the Lord, you know, I always say, you know, you're mature in the prophetic when you can hear God through the noise. When you can hear God and you can feel that stop in the middle of the noise to listen, you're maturing in the prophetic. And so what happened was, I'm in the kitchen and the Lord starts speaking to me. So all I have is my phone. So I get out my phone and I'm typing. And suddenly, while I'm typing, Chris wants to talk. So now I'm trying to hear the Lord while Chris is talking to me. And finally, the Lord said, "Amanda, go up in your office." And so I got up and I said to Chris, "I'll be right back." And I went up into the office and I got into my prayer room and I typed the rest of it up on my phone. And then I had to type it up on a document so we could put it on the blog. So this is why we're a little late tonight and I'm moving a little slow on top of it. Okay. So, praise God. Praise God. So, let's begin, shall we? This is, I have to tell you, this word is a little sobering. It is quite poignant and potent. So, I'm just warning you all ahead of time. This will be up on the blog. Okay, let's go. Praise the Lord. Oh, and Grace is away tonight because she was down at the bottom mothering. Oliver, the little button quail, and I didn't want to break the two of them up. So she is away right now. Okay, and Chet is trying to obviously position himself for all of his fans. So this is what's going on in the office right now. Let's begin. Oh, you leaders, hear the word of the Lord this day. If you choose of your will to abuse your power for purposes that direct opposition to the seat in which you so sit. Oh, purposes that are, I'm sorry, hold on. Let me start this again because I realize I left out a word here when I was typing it up. Oh, you leaders, hear the word of the Lord this day. If you choose of your will to abuse your power for purposes that are in direct opposition to the seat in which you so sit, you shall in this season fall. Be disgraced, be shamed, be laid bare before the people, that you become a byword and a heifer. For if you so choose to act like rebellious bulls, and that is all capitalized, then you shall have a heavy hand of correction brought down on you. Hear the word of the Lord this day. Your aspirations for other seats shall become a curse to you. For your harvest so shall come, and tares shall ensnare and choke you. For you are being weighed by the Lord in this hour. All your corrupt deeds, including the inner rooms of the church, where abominations have been committed, blasphemies on the house floor, on the floors of parliaments, as you say, quote, there is no God. As you say, quote, I shall exalt myself, for I do not answer to God. God does not see. So shall the heavy hand of the Lord strike you and the ground in which you so walk, and shall shake your paper houses that you have so built. It shall shake the grip of your fingers off your seats and positions. Russia and Ukraine, the dogs of war have been unleashed, as each shall so turn over, and not one, but two new leaders shall arise. And as the dogs so pursued the body of Jezebel, thus says the Lord, the dogs of war, the dogs of destruction have been released upon you, O leaders, who have made deals in the dark to obtain your seat, including selling the people for silver and stocks and new oil that shall arise. And the Spirit of the Lord says, this day, the people cry out. Some cry out for a king. So, oh yeah, he says, people cry out, some cry out for a king. Thus says the Lord, the leaders who compromise and make deals to retrieve seats shall not complete the race set before them. You shall not compromise, says the Lord. You shall not, in parentheses, I have night because I don't know if my phone auto-corrected it, fight and pander for what I find detestable. For those demons of darkness who serve rulers, the pans, are waiting in the wings to dance at your destruction. Do not, that's capitalized, take the path man has laid before you, for it shall ensnare you, and you shall come to an impasse. For I, the Lord, shall set the path, and it is your decision, O leaders, which you choose to take. For death crouches at the door of one, and life and favor so lines the path of the other. And the Spirit of the Lord says, this day, they shall come with chains and fetters to bind you. And if you humbly come to me, that's capitalized, the Lord, I shall break their chains of iron. Their charges shall befall them, for they have been doing even worse in the dark behind the door to the inner chamber. They have met, four leaders have met, from such committees, and in this meeting they have discussed a leader swap with each one at the table playing a role. Thus says the Lord, they have discussed shutting down grids and markets in key parts of the country to scare the people and herd them like cattle into their plans. The paper that outlines your points and plan shall be revealed, says the Lord. It shall be by one who has had a yoke of conviction come upon them. It shall surprise you, says the Lord. It shall. And in your meetings, you have discussed sorcery and withholding certain medications and creating shortages to bring forth a false crisis so you can deceitfully come. So you can deceitfully come in. The one you, that's capitalized, have anointed, O you who met in the inner chamber and looks to be the hero. So that's in commas. And then the one they have anointed, he says, he continues the sentence, and looks to be a hero. Your plan shall fail, says the Lord. They shall crack, shall falter, and bring forth inconsistencies as one deep in the FDA shall overturn such by their change of heart. Now, I think that's a riddle because that could be a heart condition that occurs that causes them to change. Let's see. And says the Lord of hosts, a well once dry in this season shall suddenly be full. People shall wonder as this occurs, and it shall be a sign that I, the Lord God, am watering the dry areas to bring forth a harvest for my people, that's capitalized. And the areas of the corrupt shall have stunted growth as the dry areas shall be watered. The desert shall grow vegetation it never has. For what was left dry, I, the Lord, am calling forth life to come forth from that dry, brittle ground. For the enemy has caused it to become a desert place where little grows. However, this shall spring forth life, and what once grew shall grow forth and spread its branches. That's capitalized. And the areas where wickedness flourished shall begin to dry up. The well water shall dry up. Their rhetoric shall dry up and become grainy sand to the people. The Jews who have forsaken the God of their fathers shall become as fools, and their lifeless words shall become bound along with their mouths. For in this season, I am dealing with those who have forsaken my word, that's capitalized, and pursued darkness for power. For some, I, the Lord, am wrestling with who were once a part of their order, but now are feeling the yoke of conviction and burden, and they shall have a change of heart and shall no longer build the beast, but stand against it, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, what goes into the skin shall come out of the pores. Oozing sores shall break out as silence breaks between those high upon the pyramid of what you call drugs. I think he's talking about the pyramids of that arena. Their pact they made shall be broken, and one at the top shall turn after their own suffers at the hand of ruthless experiments, one of their own. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, I am God, there is no other. I am the God who called Abraham, who called Samuel, who called Jeremiah, who called John, who called Matthew, who called Luke, who called Mark, who called Deborah, who called Nathan, who called Hezekiah, who called them to be light and a strong tower in me in the days where pagans ruled. And I am calling again, says the Lord. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man answers, I, the Lord, shall come in and sup with him. Many of you have continued in your own captivity of your own making. This is the season laid before you to come out from that captivity, to grab hold of deliverance set before you. For this is a profound season for such to release the captives if they so choose to be released instead of staying bound in their cell. For I, the Lord, am giving open doors you must walk through. Oh, you must walk through it out of your cell, for the enemy has bound you many years. And I, the Lord, your deliverer, that's capitalized, have come to free you and redirect your life, to merge you into the call that is upon you. An open door, says the Lord. There are two doors, says the Lord, in the Capitol. There are two doors in New York. There are two doors in Texas. There are two doors in California. There are two doors in Michigan. And which door leadership walks through shall determine their fate. For only those who have asked for eyes to see and ears to hear shall recognize the door I, the Lord, have opened. However, some shall walk through the door of perdition. The alluring aroma of power shall be their destruction. No, it is I, the Lord God, who have spoken to you this day. As spring approaches, renew your hearts unto the Lord, for there are many that shall bud and flourish, for they have planted in good soil, and their accelerated growth shall spring forth in the spring into a prolonged summer, as I, the Lord, cause to grow and be uprooted the diseased trees and their branches that have become dry and brittle. And one branch shall see total collapse. For I, the Lord, am the righteous judge, and my word, that's capitalized, goes forth this day, ratified into the earth. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus Christ, my capital son, your advocate and savior. Amen. Oh my goodness. I am burning up here. I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't mean to say that, but not like a fever. Like, I can feel the presence of the Lord. Like, I start to get warm when I feel the presence of the Lord and his power. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm also going to tell you that I think it's in New York. I'm going to double check it. But if it's the Supreme Court in New York or the Supreme Court of the country, I'm not sure. There has been this new statue, it looks like, that have been placed. And if you look a picture of that statue and you look at a picture of Ishtar, they are eerily similar. Someone is trying to claim their territory again for what was overturned by the Supreme Court. Someone is trying to claim their territory again for what began to be ripped away from them. And now that statue has been planted by pagans. And Ishtar is trying to claim her stake. And let me tell you something. The Lord will issue judgment against that power. In New York City. It is in New York. Okay. That is Ishtar. First they brought in Baal, and guess who Baal's wife was in the pagan rule? Ishtar. So first they bring in the archer Baal, and now they're bringing in his quote wife, who was his wife in the pagan lands that worshiped them, Ishtar. That statue is eerily similar to Ishtar. She's got the horn. She's got this thing coming down. It's just like it's eerily similar. And so I'm watching this. What New York has just done. And this could be why, because I got this word from the Lord before I found out about this statue. I found out about that later on in the morning. And I have realized that this could be why the Lord says there are two doors. Because one of them is to perdition. And let me tell you, that statue is standing on the road to it. So I am watching this and I'm going, isn't that interesting? They brought Baal into New York first and now they're bringing in Ishtar because they're trying to make an ungodly, demonic marriage in the hub that is the carotid artery to DC. New York is the carotid artery to DC. In fact, I'm going to do this quickly right now for you. Okay. I got to bring up two things here to show you. Okay. Here it is. Okay. So, all right. It's definitely female. Okay. So I've got that up now. I'm going to show you the eerie similarities here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's get a good picture of. Let me go to images here. I want to get a really good picture of Ishtar to show you. Oh, here we go. This is a good one. All right, let's pop her up. Wait till you see this. You're going to go, oh, dear God. Like, it's just way too, let's see here. What can I do with this? Can we go to Wikipedia for this? Can we? Okay, good. I have both up now, okay? So first I'm going to show you the statue, and then I'm going to show you This was the worst move they could have ever made, by the way. And the Lord is going to hold the governor of New York accountable for this too. Not only the mayor of New York City is going to be held accountable, but the governor of New York for letting that disgusting ruler plant herself on that building. Okay, so let me share screen with you. Okay, ready? All right, let's do this. Ready? Here we go. So this is CBN News. Here is the picture of the horn statue. Okay, they call it a horn statue, but it's really hair that's made into, isn't it funny? It looks like a ram's horn. And there is the mockery of God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, because they made that hair on either side look like a ram's horn. Okay, so let's just note that. Now, that you've gotten a good look at the statue, let's look at Ishtar for a minute. And real quick, because I don't like to put these things up. Here we go. Now, you tell me there aren't similarities between Ishtar and that statue. You tell me that there aren't similarities, because I think they did it in honor of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think was one of the things, and she fought for abortion more than many of the other justices. So I don't find it strange that something in the striking resemblance to Ishtar is put on the roof, the covering, the tabah, the ark of the New York Supreme Court. You know what that tells me? There is a battle that is coming that is historic in the New York Supreme Court, because that disgusting entity is trying to plant herself ahead of time. Okay, so we're going to show the other picture again. People are, okay, so there you go. You got a good pick at Ishtar. You got a good kind of look at Ishtar. Now let's look at that. You see the thing that comes down in front? That same lined thing runs down the front of Ishtar. So you see this thing that comes all the way down the front here? It looks like it goes all the way down. That same thing runs down Ishtar. Now, what I just showed, it looked like she had horns in that depiction. And now you've got these, which are made to be a mockery of the ram's horn. I know exactly what they're doing here. It's made to be a mockery of the ram's horn. You can send anything, any naturopathic remedies, because people are asking because they want to help me, which I so appreciate, to hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. So you tell me that between this, now let's go back to the other one. Hold on. Let's share screen again. Let's go back. You tell me between these two, there are not similarities. There's the horns. There's the horns on the side here. Here's that little thing that runs down the front of her, that runs down the front of the chest of that other statue. Tell me there's not similarities here and what they're trying to do. Okay? Because first they brought Baal, now they're bringing Ishtar. And they're trying to plant both to make some marriage in New York, especially in the realm of the spirit. And you know what? They are asking for it. The leadership of New York and the Supreme Court of New York are asking for it with this one. They are. The Lord just warned in that word, you're going to lose your seats. I'm going to shake you and pry your fingers right off your seat if you're using it in direct opposition to what it's supposed to be. Well, judges are supposed to be representative of God's on this of God on this planet. The righteous judge, they're a judge. They represent, right, the law. When they allow something like this to go down, they are in danger of losing their seat. They are. So I just wanted to show you the similarities and what is going on. And where they, I think it was in the Supreme Court. Yep, this is homage to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and abortion. And you know why they put that like that? Because Ishtar is behind this whole abortion issue. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was her tool. And now this is what they're doing. I'm telling you, oh my gosh, it's about to get real. And it's 8 feet golden statue. Nebuchadnezzar tried to put a golden statue up of himself too. Didn't go too well. So, atop the New York State Courthouse in New York City, that's where they put it. That above the law, she wants to be above the law. She wants to control the law. Her husband Baal was brought in first with that arch, and now they're bringing her and implanting her on the building that is supposed to represent the law. So if you don't think things are going on in the realm of the spirit that are manifesting naturally that we really need to keep our eyes on. So I just wanted to point that out to all of you and tell you to pray because we're in New York. And New York City got a shaking after they brought the Arch of Baal in. They're due for another. They're due for another massive shaking because they want to build Babylon and they want to welcome in such a destructive territorial spirit as this. So I'm just going to say that we need to pray and ask the Lord. We have to, okay. When it comes to something like this that's over state, we have to be very careful. We have to ask the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ to issue judgment against what they've done here. We cannot step out from under our covering and go toe to toe with a territorial spirit of this magnitude that's trying to pretty much take over New York State. We have to ask the Lord to issue judgment and then to send it on a scroll through his warring angels into New York to issue judgment against what they've done with this statue, because it's connected to DC. New York is the carotid artery to DC. You know what this is telling me? Look what spirit is trying to feed now and take over DC. It wouldn't surprise me next if one of these statues ends up there as well on a courthouse or at the Capitol. It would not shock me because New York and DC are connected and New York is the carotid artery to DC. So this is why, like Daniel served in the middle of pagan, like Jeremiah served, like so many served amidst so many pagan things, we have to serve the Lord and let him be our defense. And we have to recognize these things for what they are, because the sons of Issachar were gifted to recognize the signs of the times. They could discern the times and seasons. And that's what they were gifted in. And we need to operate in that. We need to operate in those giftings. We need to see this and be able to identify exactly what that spirit is, why it's trying to take over, why it's trying to mock God with the replica looking almost like a ram horn. Why? And it's a woman. It's a woman, that female destructive spirit of Ishtar, that is the other half of Baal, is looking to take over. And I will tell you, those nations that also celebrated Ishtar, okay, and worshipped her, not only took part in child sacrifice, but part of their ritual is that the men would dress up as women. So now you know who is behind the hijacking of the rainbow and who is doing the enemy's bidding and who is puppeting those at the top of that agenda. Now you know, because the men used to dress up like women to celebrate Ishtar. Tell me that is not very interesting. So we have to just keep a watch on this closely, because I don't think this is going to go unanswered by Almighty God. New York is a financial hub. It is where the stock exchange is. It is where New York City is. It is where a mass of wealth is. And that's where they put it, in New York City. You see, that spirit is trying to do something with New York City, with bail, to take over because of the wealth and the resources and the commodities there, and that they can set it up as hubs for all their other sick little agendas. Okay, they are trying to make New York an operating hub to send forth into the rest of the nation, especially DC and the East Coast. They are trying to turn New York, these territorial spirits are trying to turn New York into that for themselves, and they are being assisted by very weak vessels who are doing very dangerous things spiritually that will not go unanswered. So I'm not surprised now. These major storms started hitting New York before the statue was placed. Like, I'm not surprised seeing the timestamp and the pattern of what we're watching, that those things happened in the order they did. So just pray. Just pray. Yep, the Lord hit 4 points on the country. He hit east, west, north, because Michigan's in the north, right? And south. He hit a point. He hit 4 points in the nation. New York is one of them. I found out about this statue after the Lord gave me this word, so it made more sense to me what he said about New York. Okay. Okay. We have to watch this carefully, I'm telling you. New York City is going to be shaken. I'm telling you, they're going to be shaken again. It is coming. The New York State court system is going to be shaken. The leaders of New York who allowed this, their seats will be shaken for this. Judgment will be issued, not by man, but by God, on these matters, because they have come into a covenant. They are trying to come into covenant with this dangerous spirit that is known to be the other half of Baal. Okay? There's a reason both were brought into New York City. I have to see how many years apart this is, but there's a reason both the Arch of Baal and now this statue are both placed in New York City, along with the bull. Along with the bull, which was also a symbol of Baal. So we need to pray for New York right now. You know, the Lord has me stationed here. He has me planted here. The Lord has not permitted me to leave, because people in the prophetic have to be strategically placed all over the country because of what's going on. So watch what happens in New York. Watch the domino effect and the events that happen in sequential order in New York City from this statue being placed. So just watch. So I just wanted to say that to keep you guys aware of this and to kind of put it all together for you like a puzzle. So I think that's where we're going to stop, because I don't think I could go much more, honestly. So continue to pray for me. All glory be to God. Pray for me and Chris. Also pray because an incredible dog was brought here today. And you're not going to believe this. An incredible German Shepherd. The Lord actually pivoted a bit. And he chose, it is beginning to look like he chose another German Shepherd for us. And guess what the German Shepherd's name is? Cyrus. I'm not even kidding you. The German Shepherd's name is Cyrus. You cannot make this stuff up. So first the Lord sends us a lamb on Passover named Moses, and now he appears to be sending a shepherd named Cyrus. So pray for us, because we're going into a process to see if Cyrus will be a good fit here and will actually be able to also be some type of service animal for Chris when if an adoption takes place, because his training will continue. The owner, who happens to be a wonderful trainer, has been looking for a home for Cyrus and has been personally training him now for a while. And what a beautiful dog, and how smart. And I have to tell you, she had Missy and Cyrus laying side by side on the ground. Half hour, Within a half hour, she had the two of them laying side by side together on the ground. Missy's got an amazing temperament. We had her trained when she was younger. Toby, it was kind of funny because we put Cyrus on one side of the gate and Toby on the other. And we had, you know, the trainer was controlling Cyrus and we had one of our staff controlling Toby. And Toby wasn't terrible. Yes, he barked and Cyrus sized him up for a minute, then realized Toby was not a threat. He was just loud. And then Toby would go up and sniff him. And then we try to, you know, pull Toby back and tell him good boy. And that's when he started barking again. But it actually went very well. And he was brought into the house to cat test him. He's curious about cats, but he doesn't hate them and he's not aggressive towards them. So that was a huge move. And then the trainer had us bring Missy back downstairs because now Cyrus was in her territory and she had them laying side by side. And it was incredible to watch. But I'm saying this dog's name is Cyrus. It's Cyrus. And I'm going, this is hilarious that of all names, a German shepherd named Cyrus is potentially coming to the sanctuary. This is going to be a process before he ever comes here because of things Cyrus may be trained to do. But we have begun the process and he's going to be visiting with us and all the animals here quite often. So we are going to try. I have some pictures. Next broadcast, I will show them. To show you Missy and Cyrus laying side by side. He's a big dog and he's not even done growing yet because he's only about 15 months old. But what a lovey-dovey and incredibly intelligent. I mean, this dog is incredibly in tune to what's going on around him and listens incredibly to his trainer and handler. So I just wanted to tell you to pray for that as we begin this process, because I couldn't believe the dog's name. I was like, this is hysterical. This is amazing. So just continue to pray for us with this journey of potentially bringing him in. He is a very big dog. He is going to be trained to do certain things. It looks like, you know, if we continue with this, we'll see if he's a good fit, because this trainer has been looking for a while to place him in the right home. And adopt him in. So just pray. And next time I'll show you a picture. Okay. Because it was just such a fun day watching the trainer at work and Missy's reaction. And it was just fun all around. So praise God. The trainer said it couldn't have went better. Like she said, this went amazing because the first introduction between two dogs is the most important. You want it to be positive because that is what will set the tone for their relationship. So you want the introduction to be positive because you tend to have a smoother transition then. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, God bless everyone. We're at 43 minutes. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians 6. We're going to be back on Monday with Grace Out Loud with Marty Grisham. I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about. And if Clay sends us the video in the meantime, we will certainly put it up for you. So have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Baruch Hashem. All praise be to Almighty God. Have a wonderful evening. Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace, and I wanted to tell you, if you are interested in where you should invest, financial matters, if precious metals, if gold and silver is something that you should invest in or should be a part of your portfolio, please go to bh-pm.com. That is bh-pm.com. Beverly Hills Precious Metals, Andrew Sorcini, who has been on Art of Grace before, he loves to answer our viewers' questions, is more than happy to guide you and to answer your questions and to help you in those financial matters. So please go to bh-pm.com today. Thank you, everyone. God bless. You want to support an amazing patriot that's doing so much for our country and be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing bathrobes, they have sheets, they have slippers, they of course have pillows, and they even have
dog beds. And I will tell you a fun fact. Noble, our pig at the animal sanctuary that many of you know and love, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you'd like to be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC. God bless everyone. If you are looking for an excellent doctor, if you are looking to get healthier, if you are looking for guidance, go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. Dr. Mark Sherwood and his lovely wife, Dr. Michelle, have the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both myself and my husband, Chris, and let me tell you, God bless Dr. Sherwood, because Chris was a tough nut to crack on this. But Chris is finally on board, and we are both patients of his. I have to tell you, they have helped us tremendously. They also have an amazing line of products that are excellent for your health and can help you get your health back on track. So if you would like to make an appointment with them, or you want to go see what they are all about, what products they have, you can go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. If you would like to grow your own food with what we see going on right now in the world, with not only food supplies, but what they are doing to our food, you can go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. These are amazing hydroponic growers. In fact, we have one in our parrot room, and this is an indoor one we have where you can grow food all year round, actually, vegetables all year round. And we are doing that actually for our birds and our animals at our sanctuary. They also have outdoor ones. They actually yield 30% more and grow the vegetables three times faster. So if you would like to learn more, go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. God bless. And I have to tell you something, they work. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches, and I gave them to my VP of operations also, Ronnie. And she said they worked as well. She was quite shocked, actually, but she said they worked. And they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out and wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda,
what did you do to him?
To Toby? So it's good.
Hello, everyone. It's Amanda Grace. I'm coming to you today to talk to you about Reawaken America. I have been humbled and honored to be a part of Reawaken America since April 2021, when the first one was had at Rema Bible College in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I have to say, I have watched so many amazing moments happen for the glory of God at Reawaken America, and seeds get planted in the lives of those that are still seeking the Lord. We have seen many people get set free, healed, delivered. We love to pray over people at Reawaken America. I have prayed with so many amazing people, which include Marty Grisham from Loudmouth Prayer, Pastor Todd Coconato, who also deals in deliverance as well. And it has been an honor and a privilege to pray for so many people, to be able to minister to them, for my husband Chris to be able to minister as well, and for Clay and General Flynn to allow me to even speak there, to even speak and speak what the Lord has to say. People need the word of the Lord in this hour. That is what they need. And so Reawaken America has been a chance for people to come and not only hear the word of the Lord and hear biblical teaching and be prayed for, but also to get necessary information they need, because the word of God says it is the knowledge of the truth that will set you free. And so it's been an incredible experience for us. We hope to see you at upcoming events that are coming up this year. And we are excited to see you there. God bless everyone.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goat, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to attack.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.